Japan's government is moving closer to legalizing gambling. NPR's Sam Sanders reports American casino tycoons are already lining up to invest.
One sound you won't hear in Japan right now is this. Except for horse racing, some motorsports, and a pinball-like game called pachinko, gambling is banned in Japan. But Japanese lawmakers are expected to move forward with legislation this year that would legalize gambling. American gambling tycoon Sheldon Adelson has already talked about opening a casino in Japan. Richard Drobnik studies international business at the University of Southern California, and he says Adelson's comments are a good sign.
My guess would be that he has some very strong Japanese partners that he's working with. They're saying that chances are good.
Adelson says he wants his casino in Tokyo. Another American billionaire, real estate mogul Neil Bloom, says he'd like a gambling resort in Osaka. That Japanese city has already set aside 170 acres for a casino. Richard Drobnik says Japan's economy could use the boost. It's been experiencing slow growth. But Drobnik says gambling might not be a game changer.
It's not going to replace Toyota. It's not going to replace Hitachi. But it would probably be a boost to the construction industry and a boost to the service industries.
If legalized, Japanese gambling resorts could be opened by 2020, just in time for the Tokyo Olympics. Sam Sanders, NPR News.